For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Brian Zinke is out as Secretary of the Interior. President Trump tweets that Zinke will be gone by the end of the year, and his replacement could be announced next week. The Australian government decides to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, reversing a decades-old policy on the Middle East. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Fundamentally, it's the right of every country to determine its national capital.
Australian opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's a political stunt aimed at winning the by-election for a Sydney seat with a high Jewish population.
What I'm worried is that Mr. Morrison put his political interest ahead of our national interest. I regret that we've seen a complex debate derailed by reckless and foolish behaviour.
Morrison says the Australian embassy will remain in Tel Aviv until there's a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australia will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Open enrollment for Obamacare ends at midnight in most of the country, and even though a federal judge in Texas ruled Friday that the Affordable Care Act's individual coverage mandate is unconstitutional, it remains in effect. A few states that run their own exchanges, including New York, California, and Minnesota, have deadlines as late as January 31st. Law enforcement in Woodland Park, Colorado, are still waiting to interview Patrick Frazee, whose fiancée has been missing since December 2nd, Chief Miles DeYoung.
We have yet to have him sit down with one of our investigators, and that's what we're asking for, just for him to sit down with an investigator, since he was the last person to talk with Kelsey face-to-face, from what we can tell.
Frazee, whose property was searched Saturday, has been speaking through his attorney. Pakistan's foreign minister says that region can only defeat terrorism if it joins hands.
If they do not see peace in the region, they will take advantage of that situation and gain ground. And it is in our collective interest to defeat such organizations.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Donald Trump has selected Mick Mulvaney to become the acting White House Chief of Staff. More from John Clemens.
The former South Carolina congressman was selected to head the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Now people like Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life Committee are pleased with the selection of the 51-year-old Mulvaney to serve the post in an acting capacity.
He had a 100% pro-life voting record. He's a great guy, and I know he will do a wonderful job as Chief of Staff for President Trump.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Mulvaney will keep his title as Office of Management and Budget Director while also serving as Acting Chief of Staff. And Russell Vogt, Mulvaney's deputy at OMB, will take over responsibilities there. You've probably seen that video all over social media and the news about a Brooklyn woman going on a racist, profanity-laced tirade on a New York subway. 40-year-old Anna Leschenksia, who was white, began hitting a 24-year-old fellow passenger of Asian descent with her umbrella and keys after the two bumped into each other. Leschenksia has now been charged with felony assault. She's pleaded not guilty and will be in court January 22nd. Fox News reports a Catholic priest in Michigan is facing criticism after he presided over the funeral of an 18-year-old who killed himself earlier this month and told mourners at the service that the teen may be kept out of heaven due to the way he died. The parents want the priest who presided over his funeral removed after they say he disparaged and condemned their son during the service. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.